Hey there, my daily detachment crew. It's your girl Avery Hart, back with another dose of stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy world we live in. Today, we're diving into a topic that feels like it should come with its own therapy session. The art of letting go and forgiveness. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of emotional baggage? You know that feeling when something happens. Maybe someone hurts your feelings, a project goes sideways, or even just a spilled latte ruins your day. And you just can't seem to shake it off? We all have those moments. But what if I told you there's a way to lighten that load, to free yourself from the weight of past hurts and grudges? Stoicism might sound like some ancient philosophy reserved for monks in robes, but trust me, these guys had some seriously practical wisdom for dealing with life's inevitable curveballs. And one of their biggest takeaways? The power of letting go. So, let's unpack this powerful concept. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of letting go and forgiveness. 1. Understand it's not about them, it's about you. This is a big one, friends. When someone hurts us, it's easy to get caught up in anger, resentment, or even revenge fantasies. But Stoicism teaches us that holding onto those negative emotions ultimately harms us more than the person who wronged us. Letting go isn't about condoning their actions. It's about releasing yourself from their control over your feelings. 2. Focus on what you can control. We can get so caught up in wishing things were different, dwelling on what happened, or trying to change other people's behavior. But the truth is, we only have power over ourselves. Stoicism emphasizes accepting what we can't change and focusing our energy on what we can influence. Our thoughts, our actions, and ultimately, our reactions. 3. Embrace empathy. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Empathy? For the person who hurt me? Hear me out. True forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting or condoning their actions. It means trying to understand why they did what they did. Perhaps they were hurting themselves, acting impulsively, or even just had a bad day. By trying to see things from their perspective, we can start to let go of the anger and resentment that keeps us stuck. 4. Practice self-compassion. This one is crucial, guys. Be kind to yourself. It's okay to feel hurt, angry, or disappointed. Acknowledge those emotions without judgment and give yourself permission to process them. Remember, healing takes time, and there's no shame in needing support along the way. 5. The power of perspective. Stoicism reminds us that life is a journey with ups and downs. Every challenge we face, every hardship we endure, has the potential to teach us something valuable about ourselves and the world around us. By shifting our perspective and focusing on the lessons learned, we can transform painful experiences into opportunities for growth and resilience. Now, let's get real for a second. Imagine this. You're at work, and a colleague takes credit for your idea. You feel frustrated, angry, even betrayed. You could stew in those negative feelings all day, letting them consume you. Or, you could take a deep breath, remember these stoic principles, and choose to let go. Maybe send your colleague a polite reminder about your contribution. Without being accusatory, focus on the positive aspects of your work, and even use this as an opportunity to learn more about communication and assertiveness. See what I mean? Letting go isn't about being passive or ignoring injustice. It's about choosing how we respond to situations. It's about finding that inner strength and wisdom to rise above the negativity and create a more positive experience for ourselves, even when things are tough. So, my friends, remember this. Holding onto anger and resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You're the one who suffers in the end. Let go of the past, forgive yourself and others, even if it's hard, and focus on building a brighter future. Ready to take that next step? Head over to our social media channels and share your thoughts on this episode. What's one thing you can let go of today? I want to hear from you. Until tomorrow, keep detaching and stay strong, my daily detachment crew. See ya.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.